Hello, everyone. I'm Mark St. Cyr. Welcome to another edition of the Pro Series. Today's topic: without conviction, decisions are meaningless. Whether you're new to the world of entrepreneurship, self-improvement, or you're the seasoned veteran who's read all the books and been to all the seminars, one point is emphasized over and over again: decisions. If you want to reach your goals, you must decide. If you want to do this or that, you must decide. All relevant points of instruction. All meaningless if all you'll do is just decide. Granted, you'll be further along than most who'll never decide to do anything but go with the flow. However, this might not protect you from drifting right back next to them. Decisions, or the act of deciding, is used by many as if it has the same meaning as choice. That's not quite correct. To understand decisions, you have to look at its roots or definition. Decision literally means to come to a conclusion or resolution after consideration to resolve something. In other words, once you decide, you cut off from the other possibilities and move forward, discarding all other choices that were possible. They are now irrelevant. Their only relevance to you from now on are memories to be used later in a self-evaluation process when you're looking back on whether your decisions were sound based on your choices and information present at that time. Choice is not quite the same. Let's say someone has three balloons and asks you if you want one. There are three different colors, so you choose the green one. If that balloon pops and you want another only to find there's not another green available, you might just go with a blue one. The color was just a choice or a preference to what you might have available, nothing more. Having the joy of the balloon was more important regardless of the color. Making a decision that you will only play with a balloon that is green in color is quite different. If your balloon burst and there were no green available, you would rather go without than pick what might be left of a myriad of different colors available. You might say this example sounds too simplistic or childish, but how many play out this same scenario in their work or personal lives? They say they want a different work experience or environment, so they'll choose someplace that fits that criteria. Then the balloon burst, and now they mindlessly go rushing back where they'll now choose from whatever happens to be left. Might not be as happy with this one, but hey, it's all there was to choose from. And now they'll go on and live as to not take many chances with this one. There might be even less to choose from next time. So goes the progression of reducing expectations, reducing risk, reducing enjoyment, and even more. Deciding on what you want and not settling is well worth the price because, unlike most, you will never be envious when you see someone who may have more than you. Someone might show up at a party touting and bragging they have 75 balloons. But if none of them are green, who cares? You made the decision that you are not going to settle for what others have regardless. You want what you want and decided that it was well worth the price of pursuit, because that's where the real fun comes from. I'm Mark St. Cyr, and this is the Pro Series.